The woman mentioned in that article is Karen Mudar. She worked in the repatriation office in the 90s, and she reached out to us after our last publication because she did a report on the brain collection in 99 and got no reaction from Smithsonian higher-ups. And so she gave us all the notes and documents for that report, and in that were details about the names of local DC residents. And so we went from there and trying to figure out who this happened to and who their families were. And from her, we also learned a lot about the culture in the office at the time and the resistance that she faced.
Why the foot dragging at the Smithsonian in the subsequent years here?
I mean, what we've been hearing from repatriation office employees at that time and people in anthropology is that really there was a pushback from physical anthropologists who wanted to keep certain remains for further research, or who were concerned about the remains leaving the museum and losing their access to research on these skeletons, human remains. And so there was a clash in the office at that time that Karen experienced and her colleagues experienced, of people saying to her and her coworkers, can you try to convince the tribes to let us keep these remains? And she said when she conveyed that message, you know, in her work to tribal representatives, they were very offended by this. And so it really was a point of contention, and in her experience and the other employees we talked to.
Can you talk about that unique database that you guys have? Like, who's involved there? What have you gathered in terms of information and everything else in there?
We got from the Smithsonian a spreadsheet of the 30,700 sets of remains that they have. And in our recent publication, we're making that public in a very sensitive way, very selective way, but we are making this available to the public who can look through and see where these remains came from. They came from over 80 countries. And the goal there is to provide this as a resource to people who might need it or might want to look through and see where remains came from if they came from different communities, and just have this as a resource. And so that is on the Post website now. And for anyone listening who wants to go through it, there is detailed instructions near the database on how you can do so. But it is really organized by year and by who donated these remains and where they came from, like the state and the country. And so that is available online.